name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the second Sunday of the month, the Coptic month of Baba. الأسبوع الحد الثاني من شهر بابا. And as we started to see, the church is talking to us about the love of God the Father in the whole, the first 4 months of that, until the fasting, the church is talking about the love of God the Father, and this month specifically is showing the love of God the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ, because he said that who saw me saw the Father. I am in the Father. So whatever God the Son, the Logos, the incarnate Logos had been showing us love of the Father. Last week, we have seen the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ and forgiveness of sin and also sickness. So he forgave the sin of the paralytic, and he healed his soul before he started to heal his body as well. Because this is the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ in the forgiveness of sin in the soul and also in the body. Today is one of the beautiful readings we have seen, that our Lord Jesus Christ is calling Simon Peter to be his disciple. So he is calling him from being just a fisherman, a normal fisherman, to be working with him to catch men instead of fish. And he show him as well his authority on the nature as well. So in the deep, where we can't find, when the professional fishermen, they couldn't find fish, our Lord Jesus Christ ordered fish to go and be in this deep. He has authority in all our circumstances, in the nature, in our life. So, and then he called him to be his disciple. It's a call for discipleship, and this call is for every single one of us. النهاردة بنشوف دعوة ربنا يسوع المسيح لسمعان عشان يكون تلميذه، وبرضه بيوريه قدرته، سلطانه على الطبيعة، سلطانه على حتى حياته كلها. So today is the gospel of a call to be with him in the depth in our spiritual life, the depth of all life with our Lord Jesus Christ. So we know the story. That's the people start to, the multitude came and followed Jesus Christ, and he was at the lake of Genesaret. And then with all this people, multitude arounding and surrounding Jesus Christ to hear his teaching, Saint Luke is like he's painting a portrait for us. بيرسم لنا كده دعوة بطرس. And he's like, he saw two boats standing by the lake. So our Lord Jesus Christ, he is seeing two boats, and these two boats is full of disciples. Later on, we know that they all are the disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. However, they did not know themselves as disciples. And look at their life before the call. Two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Washing the nets is announcement of these disciples, the former disciples, that they are, that's their failure of life without Christ. They're washing their nets. It was very long night without fishing. كان ليلة طويلة من الفشل وربما الانكسار. راجعين بيتهم ما فيش سمك. And they were washing their nets. Then he got into the one of the boats. So our Lord Jesus Christ, when he saw them, he went to one of the boats, and he started, and one of the boats of Simon. And he started to teach, and he told him, he asked Simon to put out a little from the land. And that was the first thing that Jesus ordered Simon to go little from the land, and he started teaching from his boat. However, who was listening first? He was very close to him listening, was Simon and the other disciples. However, they were very busy washing the nets. When he had stopped speaking, he said, Simon, to launch out into the deep. So he took him into the deep. That's the today what we're talking about, calling to launch into the deep. But Simon was still so busy of the failure and the brokenness of his life. And he told him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. Did you notice that Jesus asked him to go and to let down your nets, kull shibak? However, Simon, he was in just a partial obedience. He said, I will let down one net. And when they done that, they caught great number of fish, and their net was breaking, and he started to call other people. So today, it's the call for every single one of us. And after they caught the fish, after they know that, Peter did something very important. He was in his knees. When Simon said that, he fell down at Jesus' knee, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. And that happened in the deep. That's why the journey from the land to the deep, Simon started to know himself and to know also our Lord Jesus Christ. And they were astonished. And then they left everything and followed Christ. So today is the call into the deep, to know ourselves and to know our Lord Jesus Christ. So the scene was very, very sad and depressing. Very sad and depressing. Multitude out in the land, they're listening to Lord Jesus Christ, and they stayed at the land till the end. That's why at the end of the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, they shouted, crucify him. However, there is some disciples went to the depth with our Lord Jesus Christ, and then he changed all their life. He changed all their life, even his name. Even he started to work, with God. Only in the deep, Simon Peter, for the first time, was on his knee to tell our Lord Jesus Christ, I am a sinful man. I am a sinful man. So, after they start to clean the nets, after to start to announce, to say that we have failed, and today we're talking about, they were in the deep, but without Christ. That's the world a lot of times offer for us, a depth of the world. But this depth at the end, it turned out to be a lot of broken hearts, a lot of depression, a lot of sadness. At the end of the day, with a very long night, we wash the net and say, we caught nothing. We caught nothing. And we go back to home and repeat it again. So there is a depth without Christ that does not catch any fish. And even if the world offers us some fishes, just to start and come again. As the Lord Jesus Christ told the Samaritan woman, who drink from this water will never be satisfied. He will come again. He will come again. But the world is giving us this fish to make us feel that I am in control of our life. I can bring my own fish. I can live my daily life, and I don't need Christ in my life. That's what the world offers to us. Just a few fish to live my day, and then I will come again. You have to come again. I am confident that my understanding of my life, I am a professional in my life, I am in control of my life. However, even this, a lot of time, the world doesn't even give it to us. We have very long night. We are so tired. We are cleaning the nets. And then, when Jesus came to the scene, everything changed. الشكل كان شكل صعب، كان شكل فيه فراغ، السفن فاضية، الناس تعبانة، نفسيتها تعبانة، في صراع في الحياة، مش لا حتى اللقمة اللي بتديها لي الدنيا أحياناً بتمنعها عننا، وأفضل في صراع طول الوقت، أروح وكلين النتس وأرجع تاني، ويبدأ دورة الحياة طول ما أنا على اللاند، طول ما أنا في التراب، طول ما أنا على الرملة، لكن ربنا النهاردة يظهر في الصورة لبطرس ويقول له كده، طيب بص، come to إيه؟ يقول له ابعد قليلاً عن البر، go out little bit out of land، بعيد عن التراب اللي لازقين فيه، out of the land, out of the dust, out of the sands، and start to listen to me from this far. From this far, out of the land, is our Lord Jesus Christ, step by step, he is trying to untie us from the attachments of the dusty things. ربنا كده بيفك كده ارتباطنا بالأرضيات. عشان سمعنا كتير يا من الناس اللي على الأرض دي اللي كانت واقفة تسمع multitudes وجوم بعد كده بالأكتر من 20,000 وربنا اداهم أكل. He fed the multitudes before about more than 25,000. And then after the second day, they all left him because they did not go with him into the depth. A lot of times we spend the whole life, a lot of people, they spend their whole life and never taste the depth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then they waste their life in the land. They waste their life crying for some small fishes. And they ignore the fishes that our Lord Jesus Christ is offered in the deep. In offer into the deep. And why Jesus told Simon to put down the nets in the deep? Because he wanted to tell him, don't ever think I'm offering you deep because I cannot offer you some fishes. A lot of times, يعني نفكر كده ان ربنا ايه لما نيجي نقول المحبة وان احنا نبقى مع ربنا as if ان هو ربنا he can't offer us anything else. He cannot offer any peace for our life. He can't offer any healing from our souls, for our souls. فاحنا the alternative is يعني نحب بقى بعض وكده لغايه ما نقضي يومنا بسلام عشان نروح السماء احسن ما نخسر فوق وتحت. This is not Christianity. Christianity is what we offer, that our Lord Jesus Christ offered. He is telling Peter, do you want fish? I will give you fish until your nets is broken, will be broken. And all your ships will not even enough to carry the fish I gave you. It's not about I cannot feed you. But I will take you to the depth where the fishes is not your first priority. You will leave everything. That's what Peter, Simon said and did. And all of them, they left their ships filled of fishes. So our Lord Jesus Christ is like, no, I want you to give you something more deep. I want to change your worldview. Because the worldview of our society and our world is very superficial. It's something in the land. It's very dusty. This is not the life. We are missing the point of the life when we stay in the land just listening to some sermons and come to the church and listen to whatever and get the communion and go back cleaning our nets again and again and again. Today, our Lord Jesus Christ is telling, this is not the life you're being called for. We are Christians. We are being called to be in the depth with Him. What's depth? That's where our Lord Jesus Christ will appear in our life, and then everything changed. My eyes change. The eyes which is watching everyone and trying to judge everyone, that's a very superficial, landy, worldly eyes. And then the enlightenment comes with our Lord Jesus Christ in the depth. Then the eyes change. And the see all the fishes which I was running after and after for many years. And Simon just summarized in brief that it's my night. All the time that I spent without God, without Christ in my life, it's a night. Do you remember what happened with Jacob? With Jacob, after he spent his night, the whole life was in night, in darkness. 20 years of running and stealing and loving and whatever he's doing, he was doing his own business without God. And suddenly he was with God, fighting with him the whole night. And the Bible is telling us a very beautiful that after he left the angel, the sun arose. The sun finally came to his life. The sun, S-U-N, the light, came to his life. So that today is our Lord Jesus Christ, like all our life is night without him. What depth and how to go there? From here, our Lord Jesus Christ, let's talk practically speaking. In the land is our comfort zone. Our comfort zone, which I am in control. That's my career. That's my business. I do my daily life. Nothing changed. Everything is fixed. I'm good. Even I'm struggling. I'm tired. But I'm good. But I'm on the edge. Anyone talk to me, I will be angry. I'll fight everyone. I will fight for any small things because I am on the surface. I am in the land. So this is my comfort zone. And our Lord Jesus Christ came at a time of a broken, Simon Peter was very broken. He feels the failure of his life. And he came at that time. He came at the time. And he started to tell him something. He ordered him something, even discomfort Peter. Because I am tired, I want to go home, I want to finish cleaning my nets, which doesn't catch anything. And now you're asking me to go back to work, and for what? To teach others from my boat. It's not the right time. This is not the right time. However, he obeyed. He gave him some discomfort time, and he obeyed. The depth needs sometimes to go out of my comfort zone. To go out of my daily life. أحيانا كده الواحد يبقى مستمتع كده بحياته. أنا كده طب يا حبيبي ده أنت بتتخانق وبتدع وزعلان وتعبان وفي بيتك تعبان وفي شغلك تعبان. بس دي حياتي. أنا عارفها وأنا واخد بالي منها. أنا كويس كده. ربنا يقول لك طب ما نبعد شوية. ما تيجي تسمع الكلمة. ما تيجي بدل ما نصلي وإحنا ماسكين في حياتنا اللي ملهاش قيمة من غير المسيح. ما تيجي نبعد شوية عن الناس، عن الدوشة. ما تيجي نبعد أنا وإنت شوية عن اللاند، عن الأرض، عن التراب، عن الخناقات والدوشة. ما تيجي نقرأ الإنجيل بعمق شوية، حتى لو حاجة صغيرة. ابعد قليلاً قليلاً عن البر، عن الأرض، عن التراب. ابعد شوية. وبطرس أطاع. The first step to go to the depth is obedience. Even if it doesn't make sense to me. Even if it will discomfort me. حتى لو ده هيتعبني شوية. رب أنا جاي تعبان وجاي هلكان. عمقي اللي عايز نقعد معاك فيه بالليل ده لوحدي. معلش. التغصب. الأباء يقول لنا كده إيه؟ الطاعة. الطاعة لكلمة الله. أنا هقعد معاك شوية. بعد شوية it's not enough. فاكرين ربنا كده كان يقول لبني إسرائيل كفاكم قعودا في هذا الجبل، لا لسه في إيه، لسه في عمق تاني. There is more depth in our life. And then he tell him go into the deep. And this is against all the experience of his life. This is against all his professional understanding of the depth. I just came from the depth. I come from the deep and there is no fish. However, just I will take your word. Even if he put down only one net, but he relied on his, that's what we need. We need, when our Lord Jesus Christ order us in the Bible something, it's against our belief, against our worldview, against our filter اللي بنحطه أحيانا العالم يحطهن. ربنا يقول أحب أخوك، أحب أعدائك، يقول مش عارف أحب أخويا. ربنا يقول له طب ما تجرب، ما تجرب، على كلمتك ألقي الشبكة. إمتى؟ فين الشبكة دي؟ في العمق، مش شبكة العالم اللي عند الأرض، في العمق. وسمك كتير يطلع كتير، وربنا يدي، لأن سمك ده بتاع ربنا في العمق. عمق في الصلاة، depth in prayer, depth in reading the Bible, enough reading the Bible as it's a duty for us, it's just the word of God and I will read it. Depth in the reading, depth in the prayer. It's not just I will finish my duty in the أنا عندي قانون الروحي أخلصه وماله، اعمل كده بس خليها في الدبث مع ربنا. يقول لنا كده حزقيال، أنا خلصت. حزقيال يقول كده 47، يقول عند خروج الرجل كان في جاله ملاك كده، وعند المشرق قاس 1000 ذراع وعبرني في المياه، وإذا المياه عند الكعبين. كان حزقيال كده بيشوف رؤية، أول حاجة شاف المياه فين؟ عند الكعبين. بعدين قاس 1000 ذراع تاني وإذا المياه عند الركبتين، قاس 1000 ذراع تاني والمياه عند الحقوين، قاس 1000 ذراع تاني ولقى نهر لم أستطع عبوره لأن المياه طمت، مياه سباحة. النهاردة ربنا بيدعونا كلنا لعمق معاه، عمق في الصلاة، عمق في قراءة الإنجيل، عمق لما آجي وصلي في الكنيسة، عمق وأنا بتاحد معاه. هيغير كل حياتي، لأن المسيح في وسط الزحمة شايف تلاميذ مش عارفين نفسهم إنهم تلاميذ، شايف في كل واحد فينا. الدعوة دي مش لبطرس بس، الدعوة لكل واحد فينا. المسيح شايف في كل واحد فينا تلميذ مكرس لربنا، بس احنا للأسف بنمسك تراب ولسه بنحط. كفاية أنا قعود على السطح. النهاردة ربنا بيقول لك تعالى في عمق، العمق ده يغير حياتك كلها، هيغير مفاهيمك كلها، هيغير ان ازاي نستطعم الله. حاجات كتير احيانا ان احنا فاكرين ان احنا كده عندنا علاقة مع الله، ونلاقي علاقة مرة لانها من برة، بناكل بس قشرة البرتقال ونقول العلاقة مع ربنا برة بس مش مشكلة، يلا نستحملها. ده مش ربنا، علاقة مع ربنا مش مرة، لكن علاقة مع ربنا محتاج ان انا اقرر ان انا يا رب انا هدخل في العمق معاك، في عمق حياتي، في علاقاتي. لما بطرس ندى كل الناس يقول لهم تعالوا شيلوا معايا السمك، علاقاتي، محبتي، صلاتي، انجيلي، محتاج ان انا ادخل العمق عشان اشوف الله متجلي يطلع وحده، وفي الاخر اكتشف نفسي ان انا انسان خاطي، واكتشف الله انه الله القدوس الذي مجد من ابد. امين.
Volto bem, me pshoi serei ego. شيرينم بنبما إث قوة تتري سجي كيفولت نوشتم مستنتيونس
إن صوفيا سيو بروس خومين كرياليسون كرياليسون خينوم اسمي.
We believe in one God, God the Father, Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth, all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us, man, and for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, the Virgin Mary, became man, and he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose from dead, according to the scriptures, ascended to the heavens, his right hand of his Father, and is coming again, his Lord, to judge the living and dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, we confess on baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Please سامحوني شليل افلوجيسون
ففساسي
إيريني با the greed and eternal formidment and incorruption and death which enter in the world through the envy of the devil you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the earth with the heavenly peace by which the hosts of angels glorify you, saying, glory to God in the highest peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic graces.
Lord have mercy.
According to your goodwill, O God, fill our hearts with your peace. Cleanse us from all blemish, all guile, hypocrisy, and all malice and all malice and our remembrance of evil in treading and death, and make us all worthy, our Master, to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling into our condemnation, you may partake of immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Dear Lord, who are Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer in order. Stand with trembling, look toward the east, let us attend.
He tenebres veiante, tite otokos, es oab Maria, joy sorry emo, manim bico e volente ne novi, teno ostem moco becherestos, nem vecioten athos. Nem bib nev ma et owe, je acton caxoti emo, eos irini, se seia, ene se, eo.
O Kyrios meton. Lord God of truth, being before ages and reigning forever, who dwells in the highest and looks upon the lowly, who has created heavens, earth, and sea, and all that therein, the Father of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You are seated, stand up.
Before whom stand the angels, the archangels, principalities, authorities, thrones, dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
You are he, around whom is standing the cherubim full of eyes, the seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
the cherubim worship you, and the seraphim.